While legislators have waited for a capital projects budget since long before the end of the regular session last month, they now have two versions to deal with. The House Finance Committee and the Senate Finance Committee both approved versions of the budget today. The Senate version will likely head to the floor as early as tonight. House Committee Co-Chair Bill Stultz says if the Senate version arrives in his committee tomorrow, that will be the version to head to the floor. The special session must end 1 week from tonight. Meanwhile, the Senate Finance Committee today unveiled a compromise bill extending the state's coastal management program for 6 years while meeting more needs of the coastal communities who want stronger input into development projects in their areas. If the legislature doesn't extend the program, it will cease operations by July 1st. Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman says he considers the changes to the program this year to be minor, but it sets up smoother review when it comes back up in 2017. And Lyman Hoffman says he wants the coastal communities to make the next set of changes when it comes up again.
That's what this whole process is about. Not what the governor wants, what the legislators want, what's going to work for Alaska. The board is going to hear from the coastal communities, and through them, I think we're going to get some strong direction of where we should go.
The Senate bill differs from one passed by the House last month in several key points. It does not let the governor replace at will the local appointees to the policy board. They may only be removed for cause. The committee held the bill today for more assurances that the administration and the House agree to the changes.